You're listening to the Power Pop Show's Best of 2016 Countdown on KSCU Santa Clara and andhow.fm. Listening to the Power Pop Show's Best of 2016 Countdown. Counting down the best Power Pop records of the past year. Number 12 there on the list. A great band that if you listen to this show, I'm sure you've heard a number of times. They are called Sweden. And to make that even more confusing, they're from Norway. A Norwegian band called Sweden. They're very solid, very well-produced, put-together Power Pop record called Oh Dusty. Came out early in the year last year. That was the title track from it. And I got to give a shout out to a guy named Thomas Dahl from a Norwegian band called Caddy, who I play a lot on this show as well. He brought me to the attention of that band there called Sweden. Great record. Oh, Dusty, check it out. Comes at number 12 on the list. Before that, number 13, Ryan Allen and his Extra Arms. With a great rock and power pop record from a few months back called Basement Punk. The quintessential power pop sound from him. Great record coming in at number 13 on the list. Watch Me Explode was the track I played for you there. We're right at the top of the hour, more or less, moving into the second half of the show as I continue the countdown here on KSCU. And we're also rebroadcasting the show on andhow.fm. Moving up to number 11 on the list, we saw the return of Teenage Fan Club. They are back. They were back in 2016 for their first original record in about 6 years. And very much a grower kind of record, a little more on the subdued side, but as expected, full of all those great pop elements that make a good sounding record. Great melodies. Super harmonies, great warm guitar textures and all that good stuff. So I really enjoyed seeing the return of Teenage Fan Club. Always good to get them back in the fold. And I just need to find the track that I'm going to play for you here. Let's do The Darkest Part of Night. The record, by the way, is called Here, and it's been here for a few months now. Comes in at number 11 on the list. The best of 2016 on the Power Pop Show, Teenage Fan Club.
History can't be forced. Whoa. road to heaven now is paved, and Jesus has saved the headliner we all know for the holy halftime show. Turin versus Stroud, and I'm speaking out loud and outgunned as I'm quietly underwhelmed, outnumbered slowly one by one, and hoping I'm less dumb.
Power Pop Show's Best of 2016 Countdown, coming in at number 10 there on the list. The Posies, pillars of great power pop over almost three decades now. Their latest album from 2016, Solid States, was a bit of a grower on me. Very different kind of sound from a lot of the Posies stuff. But as always, some amazing songs on it, including that one called Squirrel versus Snake. From Solid States, the 2016 album from the always beloved Posies. And they put on quite an extensive set of tour dates over the last year as well, called pop-up shows, where they sort of book small venues and announce them at the last minute. After you get your tickets, you show up and see them in quite an intimate setting. And I had a chance to do that in November in Berkeley. So I recommend, if they continue to do that, to support them in that endeavor. It's a great way to see a very powerful live band like them in a small setting. So props to the Posies for making the list this past year at number 10 there from their album Solid States, Squirrel versus Snake. Teenage Fan Club, another reliable pillar of pop music. They returned with a great record in 2016 called Here. And we heard The Darkest Part of the Night, the track. That was number 11 on the list. We're carrying on here through the countdown of great records from the past year. Coming to number 9, another very prolific longtime artist in the realm. Not so much of power pop, but just indie rock in general. But there's always a smart pop sensibility to Bob Mould, and he's been making some pretty rockin' records over the last several years, including his 2016 release called "Patch the Sky." A bombastic guitar assault with a great sense of songcraft. You can always expect that from Bob Mould. So he comes in number 9 on the list. Always love his stuff. This is a track called The End of Things from Patch the Sky. Number 9 in the Best of 2016. It's Bob Mould.
We got memories.
You're listening to the Power Pop Show's best albums of 2016. Power Pop Show's best of 2016 countdown, number 8 there on the list. The great New Jersey band, the Anderson Council, put out a record, not a completely new record. It featured some older material and re-recorded songs, but also a handful of new songs as well. So I'm sort of counting that as an eligible contender because it's quite good. And includes that new track there called Fire Island. Assorted Colors, the album from the Anderson Council, came out back in September. A great, great full-throttle power pop record. All sorts of great influences from The Jam to The Who, and just solid power pop, always reliable from the Anderson Council there at number 8 on the list. Number 9, we had some Bob Mould in his 2016 album Patch the Sky. Another great loud rockin' record with some great melodic sensibility in it. The End of Things was the track from Bob Mould. And, you know, counting down the best records here, I think it's notable to mention there are a handful of great singles and EPs released in the year as well. Sometimes those get overlooked. You know, people focus on the best albums kind of list, but as we move closer into the digital age and the ease of putting out singles and smaller collections of material, it's important to note there's a lot of good EPs and singles out there as well. In particular, Cliff Hillis, one of my favorite indie pop artists, has been doing a series of EPs over the years, and his Love Not War is worthy of mention. In fact, if we have time left before the end of the show, I'll play a track from it. Also, a great band came my way called The Mites out of Austin, Texas, put out a great EP of sort of shoegazy dream pop called Bellows. I've been playing that a lot as well. One of my favorite singles from the year was from a Portland band called Eyelids, who surfaced a few years ago. They do have a record out as well as an EP, but they put out a single this year, which I just couldn't get enough of. I enjoy playing it so much. So I'm going to throw that in the mix here in the midst of our countdown as we finish up the best albums of the year. I'm going to play the best power pop single of the year, at least in my humble opinion. It's a great track here called Slow It Goes. It came out several months ago. Fun video as well on YouTube worth checking out for this track. It's Eyelids, the Power Pop Show's Best of 2016.
sunshine.
Pop Shows Best of 2016 coming in there at number 7 out of San Francisco Bay Area, the Well Wishers, a band that's been making a steady stream of indie power pop records for the better part of 15 years now. Their latest album, Comes and Goes, released over the summer there, is a worthy pop platter worth checking out. Comes Around, the name of that track, featuring some nice guest vocals by Lisa Michaels, a very talented pop solo artist in her own right. Adds a little flair to that track there, Comes Around. From the Well Wishers, number 7, the album Comes and Goes. We're counting down the best power pop of 2016. Snuck in a little single before that Well Wishers track from the band Eyelids. Didn't release an album this year, but put out my favorite single of the year. Just a great catchy tune called Slow It Goes. So I snuck that in there in the countdown. Before that, at number 8 on the countdown albums list, The Anderson Council, with a great record called Fire Island. I'm sorry, a great track called Fire Island from an equally great album called Assorted Colors. I'm making number 8 on the list. It is half past the hour. Another half hour left on the show as we finish the countdown. Quick reminder, if you tuned in late or missed any of the show today, be sure to check out the Facebook page for the full 2-hour podcast and countdown playlist. It will be posted there later today at facebook.com/powerpopshow. And another quick plug, I am back in the saddle for the new year at the time slot here on KSU Live every Friday, 11 to 1 Pacific time. We also rebroadcast this show on andhow.fm in New Zealand. So props to all those of you listening in the Southern Hemisphere. Back to the countdown. We're up to number 6 on the list. And a record that came my way about the middle toward latter part of the year. It's from a guy I have known and trusted to make great pop music over the years. His name is Greg Pope. He's a pop solo artist based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And previously in a band called Edmund's Crown, in the late 90s, early 2000s, he embarked on a solo career about 10 years or so ago. He's also an aspiring filmmaker in his own right, so very talented guy. Check him out at gregpope.net. That's his website. His latest album, Guiding Star, is a great indie pop release, and he plays almost everything on this himself, so a very talented guy for sure. Sun Is Gonna Rise is the name of this track, from Greg Pope and his album Guiding Star, number 6 on the list, best of 2016. We'll be right back. Power Pop Show's Best of 2016 Countdown. And I always have a hard time picking a song from that guy's collection on his latest record, because it's like an album full of perfect pop singles. Not a bad one in the bunch. So many good songs. Nick Piunti, everybody, at number 5 on the best albums of 2016. His album Trust Your Instincts came out around the middle of the year, and based on his previous material, I had high hopes, and I was not disappointed. In fact, that could be the best of his solo records. They're all fantastic, but Trust Your Instincts, a very, very solid record of great quality power pop from 2016. Blame in Vain, the track there from Nick Piunti out of Detroit, Michigan area. Definitely check out his material and his latest album, Trust Your Instincts. If you are not familiar, you will not be disappointed. We had Greg Pope before that, another great solo artist out of the Nashville area. His 2016 album, Guiding Star, made the countdown at number 6. We are at about 40 past the hour, trying to finish up the list right around the time of the end of the show. A little extra time to boot. I may throw in another honorable mention before the end of the broadcast today. But we're up to number 4 on the list. And taking that spot is another Detroit area band called The Legal Matters. They formed a few years ago, put out a self-titled record, I think in 2015 or maybe 14, if I'm not mistaken, comprised of three talented Michigan-based guys who've done various things over the years. Chris Richards of Chris Richards and the Subtractions, Keith Klangensmith, another area musician, and Andy Reid of American Underdog, and another solo artist from the area. They collaborate as The Legal Matters, and their latest album, Conrad, which I'd been hearing about for almost a year now, finally saw the light of day on Omnivore Records this past fall, is a great pop record, well worth the wait. I was very excited to get it when it came out. So many good pop textures and reference points in this record. It's hard to name them all, but if you're a fan of pop music over the last 30 or 40 years, you will sense a little bit of it in the Legal Matters record, Conrad. Very well put together, great songs, great melodies, and vocal harmonies just all over this thing to die for. So let's check out a track from the Legal Matters called I'm Sorry Love from the Conrad album. Number 4 on the list of the best power pop albums of 2016. It's The Legal Matters.
I'm sorry, love. Could you just hang up and give me one more minute of your time? I think that we could keep company. When would it be convenient to design?
of competing from the side.
Yes, you're listening to the Power Pop Show's Best of 2016 Countdown. Coming in there at number 3 on the list, a band that took their name from the Technical University of Nova Scotia. Yes, that is the genesis of Tunes, T-U-N-S, a great power trio of great Canadian power pop legends, including Chris Murphy of Sloan and Matt Murphy of the great Flashing Lights and Super Friends. No relation, I don't think, although they sound very much alike when they sing, which is kind of uncanny. Chris Murphy, Matt Murphy, and rounding out the trio is Mike O'Neill on bass, another great Canadian artist, formerly of the Inbreds, and going back to the early days of Murder Records, which put out all the great Sloan stuff back in the 90s. So they are Tunes, self-titled record, a fantastic collection of quick and dirty power pop tracks, including that one called Mixed Messages. A solid record, and I was very excited to hear about that when it started and finally get the record when it came out. So there you go. Tunes at number 3 on the list. The Legal Matters before that, coming in at number 4 with their great album, Conrad. I call it the Koala album because it features Conrad the Koala on the cover. Hard to miss. I'll throw that in for the best album cover of the year as well, but it also made number 4 on the Power Pop Show's 2016 Countdown. We heard I'm Sorry Love, track number 2 from the great Legal Matters Conrad LP. All right, we're about 10 minutes till the end of the show, moving up to the final countdown. I know that Europe song just popped in your head when I said that. But we're up to number 2 and making number 2 spot on the list, a record that came out early in the year. Very early in the year, in fact. But it stuck with me throughout 2016 and claimed the number 2 spot. That is the album You Know Who You Are by the great Nada Surf. Always purveyors of quality music. I can, one of those few bands that you know is going to put out a great record. And this one grew on me a little bit, but it just worked its way through my psyche throughout the year. And just a quality record. Maybe a little more on the subdued side compared to their last few releases, but quality songs through and through. And I recommend it to anybody who enjoys quality music, power pop or otherwise. You Know Who You Are is the album. Not a Surf is the band. Cold to See Clear is the track I'm going to play for you. And a great video for this song is worth checking out as well if you get a chance. So here we are. Number 2, it's Not a Surf.
Clothes make the man. The house makes the heart. Don't get me started by how hard it is to start or stay on track. Or don't dream or do whether you want or want not to. Well, I arrived.
Listen to stories, wretched or glorious. Is it me and you?
Hey, that's the end of the track, isn't it? You're listening to the Power Pop Show. Wow, that snuck up on me there. Sorry about that. Counting down the best of 2016, number two on the list. The great Not a Surf right there. You Know Who You Are is the album. Cold to See cleared the track for you there. And we're right at the number one spot just as we get ready to wrap up the show here. And rather surprising choice, but this album just stuck with me throughout the year. My criteria really for best albums, favorite album, whatever, over the years is one that, you know, you put it in the first time, you listen all the way through, and you don't find a single bad song on the record, and you just want to keep listening to it over and over again. That's the criteria, and that's what happened with this band that kind of came out of left field for me. Pretty new band. I don't know much about them. Not only that, this record didn't even come out in CD format. They released it on vinyl with a free digital download, and they also put it in cassette format, which is completely useless to a lot of people, but rather interesting endeavor nonetheless. So you can't get it on CD, but it is in vinyl, and it sounds great in analog format. An interesting band. They're called Hurry. They're from Philadelphia, PA. Their album covered inspired by Brian Eno, so I think the influences dig deep for these guys, but they made just a great pop record without a note wasted on so many of these songs, so many good songs. The album is called Guided Meditation. I played it pretty extensively on the show this year, and it stuck at the number one spot for me, my favorite album of 2016. I'm going to play you a track here called Shake It Off. And before we sign off, one final plug for the Facebook page and the podcast, facebook.com/powerpopshow. If you missed any of it, you want to grab the full two-hour podcast and listen to the top albums countdown. It will be there for you to stream or download. I will have the playlist as well. So check it out at facebook.com/powerpopshow. Be back next week for a regular edition with lots more new music moving into 2017. We're here every Friday on KSCU Santa Clara, 11 to 1 Pacific time. We also rebroadcast the show on andhow.fm. Check the website, andhow.fm, for more information. And without further ado, let's finish up today's Best of 2016 Countdown, my favorite album of the year. It's Hurry, their Guided Meditation album. If you haven't heard it, go get it. We'll see you next week on the Power Pop Show. Here's Hurry.
Yeah. back.